Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. There are millions of people in our world who have strong financial resources, gracious personalities, wonderful opportunities, and good academic educations, but who fall flat on their faces on all endeavors. On the other hand, there are people who, from a worldly viewpoint, should fail before they get started, but who go on to become great successes in their chosen fields. Through the years, I have had students in both categories. How do you explain these undisputed facts? I may not know all the reasons, but I believe Paul provides some insight into this puzzle. He wrote to the Philippians, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do." Philippians 3:13. Does the little phrase, "this one thing I do," give us some insight into some men's failures and others' successes? Does concentrating on achieving one important goal, rather than spreading one's efforts widely, explain Paul's enormous gains and the successes of other people? Paul explains two facets of his devotion to his Lord and Savior. "I forget those things which are behind, and I reach forth unto those things which are before." What did Paul have in mind when he wrote of forgetting those things which are behind? Since he does not specify what he had in mind, we can only guess. Could he have been speaking of his background in the Jewish religion? Paul had made great strides from a Jewish viewpoint in his persecution of the Lord's church. He reminded the Galatians of his manner of life among the Jewish people and how he had persecuted the church beyond measure and profited in the Jews' religion above many my equals in my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my fathers. Galatians 1:13-14. Paul listed a number of his accomplishments and advantages as a Jew, of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and a Hebrew of Hebrews, and then commented, "But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ." Philippians 3:5-7. He did not attempt to justify his standing before God and before good men on what he had done in the Jewish religion. Maybe Paul wanted to forget what he had previously done as a new Christian and as a gospel preacher. Not that he was ashamed of any of these, but because he wanted to keep on growing in the faith. Regardless of what we have done as Christians, we cannot stand on our good deeds and accomplishments. We have to use these as stepping stones to do more and to do it more effectively in the service to God and to our fellow men. Both his previous life in Judaism and in New Testament Christianity were not to be considered either as hindrances or as room for boasting. When we repent of our sins, we must forget about them and not allow them to prevent our doing the work of God. When we have done well, we must not stand on our past good deeds. Instead, we are to reach forth unto those things which are before. The word "reach" means to stretch out toward. It involves making maximum effort to do the work of Almighty God. But one cannot expend maximum effort when he is constantly worried about the past or takes undue pride in the work he has performed. He has to forget the past and look toward the future. Tragically, both churches and individuals live too much in the past. Of all the things in life we cannot change, the past is a major one. We can be sorry for it, we can resolve to improve upon it, but we cannot change it. Is that the reason Paul said, "We must forget about the things which are behind and reach forth unto those things which are before"? Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you.